rearranging. It's like everything happened all at once. What the fuck is going on? The people rising in the streets, the war, the drought. The more I look, the more I see nothing to joke about. Is comedy over? Should I leave you alone? 'Cause really, who's gonna go for joking at a time like this? Should I be joking at a time like this? I wanna help to leave this world better than I found it. And I fear that comedy won't help, and the fear is not unfounded. Should I stop trying to be funny? Should I give away my money? No. What do I do?
Healing the world with comedy, the indescribable power of your comedy. The world needs direction
from a white guy like me.
Bingo.
Who is healing the world with comedy? That's it. The world is so fucked up. Systematic oppression, income inequality, the other stuff. And there's only one thing that I can do about it. While being paid and being the center of attention. Healing the world with comedy, making a literal difference metaphorically. A Jew walks into a bar and I've saved him a seat. That's healing the world with comedy. I'm a special kind of white guy. I self-reflected and I wanna be an agent of change. So I am gonna use my privilege for the good.
Very cool, way to go.
American white guys, we've had the floor for at least 400 years. So maybe I should just shut the fuck up. I'm bored. I don't wanna do that. To be another way,
yes,
for me to help out without standing on the sidelines.
Never.
The wait is over. I'm white and I'm here to save the day. Lord help me channel Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side.
Sandra Bullock.
Healing the world with comedy, making a literal difference metaphorically. And yes, most likely wake up in a house that's full of smoke, don't panic. Call me and I'll tell you a joke. If you see white men dressed in white cloaks, don't panic. Call me and I'll tell you a joke. Oh shit, should I be joking at a time like this? If you start to smell burning toast, you're having a stroke or overcooking your toast.
If you wake up in a house that's full of smoke, don't panic. Call me and I'll tell you a joke. If you see white men dressed in white cloaks, don't panic. Call me and I'll tell you a joke. Oh shit.
Should I be joking at a time like this? Somebody help me out, 'cause I don't know. And I wanna help to leave this world better than I found it. And I fear that comedy won't help, and the fear is not unfounded. Should I stop trying to be funny? Should I give away my money? No. I know what I gotta do.
Comedy.
What is up, and welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Comedy by Bo Burnham from his 2020 COVID special, Inside. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. It's super interesting, and the music slaps. I'm not going to say anything further because I kind of want people. It's good to go in pretty blind. Obviously, it's not perfect. The only thing I'll say is just because you're aware of the problem doesn't mean that's causing any change. That's all I'll say about that. But if you remember from last week, today's show's theme are comedy songs, hence the song Comedy. And there's another Bo Burnham song I got for you guys later in the show. But yeah, these songs come from a lot of different places. I mean, in terms of places, I mean, they all come from the internet. They are all internet comedy songs. And I think, now that I look at it, they all come from YouTube. So they're all YouTube songs made by YouTubers or YouTube musicians or people that identify in the YouTube space as like having a following there and their music. So it spans a lot of different types of comedy. And I think I prefaced this at the last show. These songs are silly and goofy, and weird for the sake of being weird. So some of them are very, very strange. Some of them are very, very, vulgar. But that's like the style of some of the music. So yeah, just want to say that. But to start off, we'll start off with something light and something fun, something I'm sure everybody that grew up around the same time as me remembers, which are the epic rap battles of history. Excuse me, if you don't know what these are, and they're still making videos today, but it's these two guys, and they basically just write raps, like rap battle style raps between two people, either real or fictional, and then film it. And they've brought in all these different people to like cameo and perform in it. For example, like I know like one really famous one is Weird Al rapped as Isaac Newton against Bill Nye. But arguably one of the most famous ones and one of the best ones is the Artists versus the Turtles. And if you don't know what that means, it is Michelangelo, Donatello, Raphael, and Leonardo against Michelangelo, Donatello, Raphael, and Leonardo, the Renaissance artists versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And this one in particular is especially apt to this episode, because the people who play the Renaissance artists are two dynamic duos of early YouTube, like 2010s YouTube, which are Ian and Anthony from Smosh and Rhett and Link from Good Mythical Morning. So here, for your enjoyment, is the epic rap battles of history, Artists versus Turtles.
Epic rap battles of history. Donatello, Michelangelo, Leonardo, Raphael versus Leonardo, Michelangelo, Donatello, and Raphael!
Cowabunga dudes, so let's get it on. Reptiles against the fathers of the Renaissance. We got the classical technique to kick these three-toed freaks back onto the street. Ooh. I take a turtle and I turn him into mincemeat. You don't really want to step to Da Vinci. I love the ladies, I like to keep it mellow. So let me pass the mic to my man Donatello.
Hard shell, but you're gross in the middle. Wouldn't want to touch you with a six-foot chisel. Born in goop, raised in poop. I slice through a group of ninjas like fruit. Ooh.
Yo, Raphael, when I came to flow. Being dope by the Pope and a bone till I croak. I'm an MC sweater, but I get the feeling. I should pass it up to my man.
To revert the rap addicts. You beat the foot, but it won't go well.
When you catch an Italian boot to the half shell.
The wisdom of our master
taught us not to rush to violence.
But our master
That's because you mutas are too immature.
You wouldn't know genius if I'm pissing your soul.
We got the talent,
and the mind,
and the rhyme's so sweet.
We're like your NES game,
but we can't be beat.
Yo, go ahead and hate, we just skate on by.
You guys draw more dicks than New York Pride.
We're the team, man, kings up, kicking in the league.
Chat with us, that would be the pizza.
Yeah, slice for me.
You think you're the real Pinocchio? That's a fucking lie, dude. Here's a true story.
Hey, look.
Sick and tired of these bitches thinking they the ones. My body's made of paper. You know I got the funds.
Yeah.
You got nothing, boy. I'll smoke you like a chimney. For you, it's crickets. And I ain't talking Jiminy.
Hey.
I'm pushing P's in Pinocchio. There's a line from my ride out in Tokyo. You living in the backwoods, but you know we're smoking those. If you had a parachute, bitch, I would be poking holes.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, bitch, you know the sound?
What?
I'm a baby wooden boy, but I'm not kidding.
Aha.
I got no strings to hold me down.
Yeah.
Get Bella on my face, I'ma start fibbing.
Woo.
You know, when I was stuck in the belly of that sperm whale, I was like, hold up, hold up. This isn't a sperm whale. It's your mom. Skiddies, 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 nuts, motherfucker. There's only room for one, you must die, John Tucker. I say you need to calm down, just like Taylor Swift would. I'm a Trojan horse, bitch, you just some driftwood.
Yeah.
You think I'm done, bitch, I'm going round two. I'm bound to pound you under the ground, dude. Sound cool, not to you, but everyone around you. Call you waterlogged, cause I just fucked around and drowned you.
Hey,
let me ask you a question. You're holding all these L's, bro, you're probably sore. I want all the drama, just call me a thespian. But why the fuck you got the voice of Pauly Shore? I'ma spray you like that cat, you ain't never coming back. Getting splinters while you're sucking on my wooden ball sack. You an acrobat? Good, cause you about to get jumped. Why, you thought you had a shot? I'm stumped.
So that was a true story, aka the Pinocchio diss track by Curtis Connor. He wrote that for a video he did on an animated Pinocchio movie that came out the same year as Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, except this movie was awful and Pinocchio was voiced by Pauly Shore. If you want more context, I recommend finding and watching his video to understand that song in context. But, Jesus. But Curtis Connor is a really interesting creator because he tends to come at things from a very kind, for the most part, kind perspective. Whereas a lot of YouTubers that specifically analyze other people's content and react to it tend to be a little more humorously critical, which Curtis Connor does do sometimes in the case of, like, for example, this video. But for the most part, he's fun. He did a video with this musician that wrote and filmed all of his own music videos and wrote all his own music, and then he ended up collaborating with Curtis Connor, and the two of them wrote a song, which unfortunately I won't be playing today, but it is out there to show that Curtis Connor has more musical prowess under his belt. But there are other creators that have a lot of musical prowess under their belt, and one of those is the number one Short King, my beloved Cody Ko. And I will be playing a few Cody Ko songs throughout the night. And each of them are unique because of the people that he chooses to work with. None of them are just him. They're all with other people. So this first one is probably the closest to solo because he's the only one on the track. But the track was done by Sunday Scaries. And the song is called Not Going Home.
I'm going.
You guys are leaving? I think I'll just stick around, just one more drink. Yeah, I'm gonna post up for a bit. It's all good. Yeah, you guys can go. I'll catch up with you later. I'm not going home. I'm on the dance floor till I'm all alone. Let's go. Hold it down till the club is closed. I'm posted up till they say I gotta go. But then I don't, cause I'm not going home. Locked in the bathroom, boy, I'm in my zone. My family's worried, they be blowing up my phone. Got the group chat asking, where'd you go? You guys are closing? Cool. Okay, cool. Yeah, no worries. I'll take off for sure. Yeah, no worries. I'll get out of your hair. I'm just gonna hit the bathroom real quick. Real quick. Just gotta go real fast, and then I'll dip. Just gonna slip in here.
Yeah, he's not coming out. Yeah, he's in the bathroom. Boys, it's time to go, buddy.
I'm not leaving.
I'm not going home.
Said I wouldn't be nothing. Said I wouldn't make it. Get ready to eat your words. Cause I got news for you haters. I ghosted Kevin Jonas. Not responding to his texts. I'm too busy getting checks. You're impressed. Cause I ghosted Kevin Jonas.
This is true.
I'm not even trying to flex. But he's probably so perplexed. Yeah, he's stressed. Cause I ghosted Kevin Jonas.
The year was 2015. All I'm fine, I'm doing my thing. Get a DM, who could that be?
It's Kevin Jonas.
Ask me, can I help out with something? He sends me his phone number, dude, I'm jumping, I'm excited. He says I started signing musicians with me a while back. I've got a client working on a music vid for a track. I'm trying to get a couple viners to help, it would be bomb. If you could just record a clip of you lip-syncing the song.
And I didn't respond, yeah, school got in the way. I completely forgot, realized a few weeks later that I ruined my shot. And it's probably too late for me to reach out to him now. So that's how I ghosted Kevin Jonas.
Mom, I hate it.
Not responding to his texts. I'm too busy getting checks. You're impressed. Cause I ghosted Kevin Jonas. I'm not even trying to flex. But he's probably so perplexed. Yeah, he's stressed. Cause I ghosted Kevin Jonas.
They said I'd never be someone, look at me now. Ghosting Kevin Jonas, making mama proud. Even now it's probably still haunting him. Wondering when I'm gonna respond to him.
But I'm not surprised. When I see him on TV, I still see pain in his eyes. Kevin, if you're out there, I'm sorry for being a dick. And this might not make you feel better, but I wish it was Nick. I ghosted Kevin Jonas. Not responding to his texts. I'm too busy getting checks. You're impressed. Cause I ghosted Kevin Jonas. I'm not even trying to flex. But he's probably so perplexed. Yeah, he's stressed. Cause I ghosted Kevin Jonas.
800 new texts from Kevin Jonas. Hey, but it's been 7 years, I'm starting to think you don't like me, haha. Just kidding, but seriously, what the hell? You can tell me to fuck off, I won't care.
You son of a bitch, I trusted you.
I ghosted Kevin Jonas.
That was I Ghosted Kevin Jonas by Danny Gonzalez, another great creator. He tends to do a little bit more musical stuff. This is one of many. That I don't remember what that was referencing. I think it was something where he brought up the situation that I think if you understood the song where Kevin Jonas reached out to him, and asked him to help him with a video, like a music video, and then Danny just never responded by accident. And so, because Kevin is famous, the joke is that Danny felt proud about ghosting a celebrity. I don't know. It's funny. More recently, though, a few years ago, Danny made a video where he, before he made the video, he created a TikTok account under a fake profile, and he created a fake identity of this 45-year-old wannabe rapper named what is it? Ned Flames. That's it. Ned Flames. And Ned Flames wanted to be a rapper, and his rap name was Fox Season. And the whole premise of the bit was to try to basically become famous and create a TikTok famous song without anyone knowing it was him. Obviously, people found out because his disguise was very bad. And then he made a video about it. But earlier this month, Fox Season randomly released a new track, and Danny has not made any content on it. So that's really funny. But it's a banger, the new track. And so I wanted to share it with you. So here is Fox Season's newest track about his quarrels with the music industry. Here is Nepo Baby.
Hey babe, you hear the new Fox Season song?
Fox Season? Isn't that guy some kind of Nepo Baby?
They hate me 'cause my daddy is rich, and I'm like, goddamn, leave me alone. They want me 6 feet deep in a ditch. Don't hate me 'cause my daddy's rich. They hate me 'cause my daddy is rich, and I'm like, goddamn, leave me alone. They want me 6 feet deep in a ditch. Don't hate me 'cause my daddy's rich. Motherfucking jealous bitch. Just 'cause my dad's a record label exec, am I not worthy of your love and respect? They call me names, I won't let that shit slide. They call me Nepo Baby, I'm not a baby, I am 45.
They say, dude, we don't hate you, we just think you might have had it more easy, more easy. But have you thought about how hard it was for me to have it so easy? Also, I didn't, you asshole.
They hate me 'cause my daddy is rich, and I'm like, goddamn, leave me alone. They want me 6 feet deep in a ditch. Don't hate me 'cause my daddy's rich. Motherfucking jealous bitch.
Stupid, and I don't respect them. That's right, I just have sex with them.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
You're talking to me about stuff. Why? I'd rather see your titties. Now you're talking about other stuff. Why? I'd much rather see your titties. I can't have sex with your personality, and I can't put my penis in your college degree, and I can't shove my fist in your childhood dreams. So why are you sharing all this information with me? It's not sexist cause I'm saying it in a song. That's right, bitch. Now take off your thong and show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
Knock knock, who's there? It's me, wondering why you're not naked. Knock knock, who's there? Me again, still wondering why you're not naked. I wanna see your bum, I don't care what you say. No, I don't have feelings, cause feelings are gay. Something, something in the month of May. Bitches love my penis cause it's really big. Girls' brains are much stupider than men's are, so they should always listen to us cause we're smart. Women are only good for three things: cooking, cleaning, and vaginas. Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia.
I can give good sex to you, cause I'm really good at sex. I can give good sex to you, cause I'm really good at sex. Yeah, that's right. Shake your bums. I'm out of here. I gotta go have sex with a lot of girls.
So that was a very special song because it is intentionally meant to make fun of modern rap music and how objectifying it is, but it's supposed to be done by a like very, very out of touch nerdy white guy, so it's done in the most blatant way. But that song is goofy. There is a sequel song. John LeJoie does a lot of really interesting comedy music. He did like 20 years ago. Not even 20, like 15 years ago. But I know that's a pretty wild song. But to rein it in, I have another song about the specials. I don't know how to say it any other way. But Daniel Thrasher, who is the next artist that I'm going to play, is he is a pianist prodigy that makes YouTube videos, usually making fun and poking fun at certain piano techniques, piano teachers, and he also just likes making funny songs, silly songs. So here is his extra silly song, known as the Wiener Song.
My wiener is like Michael Jordan when he's on the golf course. My wiener is like Luke Skywalker if he never learned the Force. My wiener is a fire truck under the Christmas tree. My wiener is like the word study minus the STDs.
Ew, why?
My wiener is like, 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 my wiener is like a rocket ship if it exploded way too soon. My wiener is like a tidal wave if there wasn't a moon. My wiener is like Superman in a kryptonite necklace. My wiener is like the British without beans for their breakfast. Come on, my wiener is like, 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 my wiener is like an IMAX film that you watch on your phone. My wiener is a birthday party you throw when you're alone. My wiener is like a monster truck in a Hot Wheels magazine. My wiener is like a blizzard extra small at Dairy Queen. Everybody, my wiener is like, 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 my wiener is like,
shh, shh, what's he doing?
Oh, he's gonna say something?
I don't know.
He's
gonna say
something.
Shut up.
My
wiener is like the mystery team without their Scooby-Doo. My wiener is like a bank account that's full of IOUs. My wiener gives you Alzheimer's in the night you'll soon forget. My wiener is DJ Khaled if he offered just one less.
Another one.
My wiener is like, my wiener is like, my wiener is like. My wiener is like, my wiener is like, my wiener is like, my wiener be like, my wiener.
Got us on the run, bitch, you know when that we on the roll, I let the tape is done. I'm whipping something foreign with expired tags, signing on the dotted line, whatever's gonna get the bag. The little man short-sighted, my decision's bad. Just cause I'm the funny guy does not mean that I'm calling back.
So quick, bitch, we working both ends, we push it in motion, we just dipped our toes in like whoops.
Man, I tell that broke bitch, if you wanna get in tune, better change your whole pitch like yo.
So quick, bitch, we working both ends, we push it in motion, we just tipped our toes in like whoa.
Yeah, man, tell that broke bitch.
Oh shit, it's us again, she can't fuck with me, so she just fuck my friends. I can't get pulled over on the road, cause I got contraband. My whip be creeping on the 10, I'm feeling weird again. They say Cody, grow up, I say bitch, I'm going Peter Pan. Bank account look like some Cheerios.
Yum.
You can't see us cause we flying low. Ain't nothing about it predisposed, but the shit we make our legs and take off like a runny nose. So quick, bitch, we working both ends, we push it in motion, we just tipped our toes in like whoops.
Man, I tell that broke bitch, if you wanna get in tune, better change your whole pitch like yo.
So quick, bitch, we working both ends, we push it in motion, we just tipped our toes in like whoa.
Yeah, man, tell that broke bitch, we moving fast. Y'all don't even know my race, and we know you're Microsoft, boy, we call you Billy Gates.
I'm gaining weight, we cooking as of late. Got no taste for being broke, so we ain't taking any breaks.
Man, you talking all cap, we just stick to low key. Call me Thor, cause she want my fucking hammer low key.
And we bagging up the green, I don't even smoke tree. I'm a mainline baby, cause she tryna OD. So quick, bitch, we working both ends, we push it in motion, we just dipped our toes in like whoops.
Man, I tell that broke bitch, if you wanna get in tune, better change your whole pitch like yo.
So quick, bitch, we working both ends, we push it in motion, we just tipped our toes in like whoa.
Yeah, man, tell that broke bitch,
if you wanna get in tune, better change your whole pitch. If you wanna get in tune, better change your whole pitch. Like tell that broke bitch, tell that broke bitch, if you wanna get in tune, better change your whole pitch. Like
Man, tell that broke bitch.
That was, I don't know if I can say that on the air, so I'm not going to say it. That was a Broke Girl by Tiny Meat Gang, a.k.a. TMG, which is a example, too, of Cody Ko's collaboration music, specifically with another YouTuber comedian that he's collaborated with for years now, Noel Miller. The two of them decided to start making music together a while ago, and they've released quite a few singles together. And they have a podcast together. But I love this song. This song came out also right before COVID. Like, I want to say a month before COVID. So this song was a song that was heavily featured in a lot of my COVID playlists. So that song holds a very special place in my heart. But you know what time it is? Not heart time. It's PSA time. Here's a PSA about financial literacy. If you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck. Pay down your high interest cards. For more free ideas on how to save, go to feedthepig.org. Save your money. Invest. I don't actually know. Yeah, just be financially literate, I suppose. It's important. So, with music, there's always a subgenre, especially with the creation of TikTok and trends that are very quickly inserted into the public eye. People want to take advantage of that and make content based off of it. And one person who has transitioned into that is a musician by the name of CG5. I don't know if you guys know who he is, but he originally started making like Minecraft songs and like gaming, like old gaming songs, like what you would expect from a musical YouTuber in the early 2010s. But now he does primarily music based on memes or trends in just pop culture. And last year, one of the biggest memes or trends was McDonald's was celebrating Grimace's birthday with the release of the Grimace Shake in the month of, it was either May or June, I don't remember. I think it was June. And so they were releasing the Grimace Shake in all of their locations. And then the trends began where it was like people were being taken over by the Grimace Shake, and they would cover themselves in the Grimace Shake and film themselves like running around screaming and like pretend dying. It was crazy. It was really funny though. But CG5 hopped on that and created a little ditty, a little song called Grimace, about the Grimace Shake. So here it is for you. It's not too long, and then we'll continue with the show.
I just got the Grimace Shake. Ooh, that sounds delicious. Do you want the Grimace Shake? Yes, it's so nutritious. If I drink it, would it be a big mistake? Why would you ever think that? They say it could put your life at stake, and once you drink it, you can't go back.
Happy birthday, Grimace. What is on your Amazon wish list?
Just say you're my favorite purple guy. You're the friend that I wish I could multiply.
Who cares about Ronald and the other guys? You make me so happy that I could just die.
You're the type to leave no child behind. Anyone, you're just $1.99.
Happy birthday, Grimace. Your shake is so delicious. Please, I gotta lip because the baby's getting vicious.
Ah!
Happy birthday, Grimace. What is on your Amazon wish list?
You're giving me everything and more. And you're the new friend we're looking for.
Happy birthday.
Oh,
I'm a feminine Eminem, a slim shady lady, but nice cause I texted Haiti. 90 lady cops in the road and I'm arrested for doing 80. Like Hamlet, all about words, words, words. Divide a hole into thirds, thirds, thirds. I'm a gay sea otter, I blow other dudes out of the water. I'm the man, muffin, diving, muffin, cold and fly like an arctic puffin, puffin. Wacky to baggy, hating other rappers like I'm Helga Pataki. And I've been rocking this mic before electricity, way back in 1000 BCE. That's before the common era.
Era, era, era.
Era, era.
I can't be stopped, flow so sick that it should be mopped up. Chick's got a Dixie cup, I got a dick full of helium, I'll fuck you up. A boy, a girl, a middle-aged bitch, Botox in the third person. I get the perspective of switching, Botox in the third person. Just relax, if you wanna know me, here's two facts. I hate catchy choruses and I'm a hypocrite. Hungry, hungry hypocrite. I hate catchy choruses and I'm a hypocrite. Met a girl named Macy. I had sex with her all day, but she was dyslexic, so I ended up doing the YMCA. We ballin' Asian, we bowlin', prostate cancer, semicolon. Find that hole like I'm Stephen Hawking. Atticus Finch, killing, mocking. Cry like a child would. You rape my childhood, just strolling, rolling your pole into roly-poly-oly's colon. To relax my mind and take a walk by the clock and I pass the time and rhyming, mathematical timing, syntax and paxi and tact timing. I'm an internet provider, came from the web like a horny spider. Fucked a girl in an apple orchard, then came inside her. I thought AIDS was a butt virus, like conjunction, junction, conjunctivitis. I spit gold bars cause I was molested by my uncle Midas. Gay dads blow pops, another sucker. Oedipus was the first motherfucker. I hate catchy choruses and I'm a hypocrite.
Hypocrite.
Hungry, hungry hypocrite. I hate catchy choruses and I'm a hypocrite.
Hypocrite.
We the people of the USA, Jose, we're not talking to USA. We got a border in order to keep you out. It's what my NYU essay is about. Cause we're xenophobic warrior princess, molested by my Uncle Sam, is that incest? I want you to smell my finger. Does my nephew's scent still linger? South of queers, north of hell, the queer ones suck and the brown ones smell. We guard the border and we guard it well, but some slip through the cracks of the Liberty Bell. Did I say liberty? I'm in Taco Paco. Hey, I better let that rock go, cause in real life Goliath wins and then sells all the silk that the widow spins. One more time. I hate catchy choruses and I'm a hypocrite.
Hypocrite.
Hungry, hungry hypocrite. I hate catchy choruses and I'm a hypocrite. Yeah, break it down now. What?
Bitches and hoes, both hoes. All bitches and hoes. Bitches, hoes.
Bitches and hoes don't exist because the hoes know foes are feminist. Bitches and hoes don't exist because the hoes know foes are feminist.
That was Words, 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 again by Bo Burnham. That was made 10 years before the first song you guys heard, Comedy. And you can kind of see how his sound and his knowledge of music changed over the past 10 years. Early Bo Burnham was pretty raw type of comedy. He said that he doesn't fully stand by a lot of the, just not necessarily the musical comedy, just the comedy in general that he did, which is good, I guess, because it means he's learning. But people that worship him as a PC king, I think, are unfortunately incorrect. But at this time in YouTube history, specifically, there were the landscape was very different. Bo Burnham was making a lot of comedy content and music content and was transitioning from Vine. And another creator that had a lot of content and had a very big grasp on the YouTube space was Ryan Higa, who made a lot of comedy videos that I'm sure a lot of people grew up on. I remember watching his videos when I was younger. But he also would make music with people. And one song specifically that he made that I remember from when I was little was a comedy song he made about how nice guys always finish last.
Nice guys finish last, that's why I'll treat you like trash. It's not what I really wanna do, but you only date bad guys, so I'll give you my best try to treat you the way you want me to.
I'll never open the door or pull out a chair. You can tell me how your day was, but I don't really care. And if you ever get cold, you just have to hack it, cause I'd be cold too if I gave you my jacket. Like, whoa, you ain't sitting up front. Front is for the homies, you can sit in the trunk. I'll never answer my phone whenever you call it. And when the waiter brings the bill, I never reach for my wallet.
Nice guys finish last, last. Why I'll treat you like trashes.
You better get my permission. Wait, no, I take that back, you can't go. House is on tonight and that's my favorite show.
Do I look fine in this dress?
Hell yeah, you do. Wait, let me speak your language. Cows go moo.
She's beautiful, and show her that she's alone. Hold her hand when she's scared, tell her how much I care. But that won't win her heart, because
should
That was, if you don't know, that was Planet of the Bass by Kyle Gordon. And Kyle Gordon, specifically, I will say, that is a very promising name. In the past year, he has released a lot of music. I started following him on TikTok before he released any music, when he just made comedy videos and he just did stand-up. But I think he found a really good niche in parodying song musical subgenres, specifically with this like Euro techno pop from the early 2000s, which he did the whole thing and created a character and made multiple videos on it and then eventually released the full song. But he's done that with quite a few different genres. He did it with country, he's done it with emo music, he's done it with there was some like Casanova music that he did, which was really funny. But if you're getting into newer comedy music that's more based on the comedy, not necessarily based on the crudeness, I would definitely check out Kyle Gordon, because he's very talented, and he's very good at doing, for example, the voices and the vocal sounds that these types of artists within these subgenres make. For example, with Planet of the Bass, since there are a lot of these were European guys, they would say things in certain phrasing that was very unique, and Kyle like imitates that, which is funny because it makes it sound more realistic and makes it sound more fun and more engaging. Planet of the Bass actually got a emote in Fortnite. Had to bring up Fortnite, you know me. Which was cool. I did not get it because the actual dance was pretty underwhelming. But it's cool to see that like he went from just doing small stand-up to being in a multi-million dollar video game in a year. And kudos to everyone that's done. I know Joey Valance and Bray, they just got into, I think, an FC game or a baseball. Oh, The Show. So it's a baseball game. One of their tracks got on the Show 24 track list. So their song will be featured in there. Like Olivia Rodrigo's tracks are all up in Fortnite Festival. She has multiple tracks from multiple albums on there, from both Guts and Sour, and multiple songs from each, which is great. So musicians respect video games respect musicians. Shake hands, you're all friends. So fun. I got one more song for you guys for tonight, and this song actually just released a couple of weeks ago, and this is the third song I will play during the night from the one and only Cody Ko. And this song he did in collaboration with one of his friends known as Young Nut. And what's very notable about this song, to preface, if you do ever after this want to go watch the video, it's better if I preface it. Both of them have become very familiar with this YouTube channel known as Jubilee and as Cut, two channels. And they do a lot of reality stuff with other people, like social videos about, like, for example, people ranking each other, or there's this very famous, or not very famous, but well-known sub-show on the channel known as the Button, where people date. It's very superficial, but Cody and Nut react to it and have been on the show. So this video is a spoof of those experiences, but the song itself is kind of a banger too, so you get to imagine what the video looks like, and then hopefully after the show you can go and watch that video yourself. So here is Cody Ko and Young Nut and their song Nightmare.
But I took too many. let it end. I don't know what I took, but I took too many. Talking about take some more, but I just took plenty. And I don't know what I feel, but I feel unsteady. I can feel my heartbeat and my palms are sweaty. It feels like a...
That's all for today. If you like what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0, wishing you a great Tuesday, a great first day of the week. Don't forget, classes only on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday this week. No class on Wednesday, no class on Monday, obviously. And enjoy your spring fling weekend. I hope that's a lot of fun for all of you. Thank you, and good night, good morning, whatever.